As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show, where you can find the Daily Ding every weekday morning. I am Jared Weiss. I'm joined by Mo DeKeel. It's what we do here on Wednesday mornings. And we just watched the Lakers survive the Houston Rockets 119 to 117. The Rockets were actually leading most of this game. And then LeBron went off, Mo.
LeBron literally just went like, oh, yeah, you guys are like all pretty much rookies, and I've been in the league forever, so I'm going to start to go. He had 14 in the fourth quarter for his 30 points. Like, he just went completely ballistic. He was getting downhill on Alperen Şengün. Let's just be honest. He has no chance against LeBron when he's going downhill. And then it was, you know, they subbed in Christian Wood, and then he got downhill on Wood a few times, and Wood had no chance either. Like, just LeBron took it to another level in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure LeBron has played more years in the league than Houston's entire starting lineup combined. And probably even
all the way down to
like, right? He's got to be at least. He's like probably double.
No, you're definitely
honestly.
Right.
But yeah, he was good. He was good. The ending of this game was phenomenal because we had something I personally have never seen before, which is having points taken off the board well after they happen, where Kent Bazemore went to the line, hit free throws, and then the refs realized, oopsie daisies, the Lakers are not in the bonus and should not have had those free throws. What the hell happened?
They screwed up. I don't know if – and not so much the refs, I think, as much as the Lakers scores table – put up the, hey, they're in the bonus. And I think that's what kind of led to the free throws for Bazemore and created that situation. It was weird. And what makes it even worse, Jared, is they were looking at reviewing a three-point shot from, it was Wood, right? They had originally credited a two. So the Lakers went in there going, okay, well, worst case scenario, they'll just make this a three. Not only did they make it a three, then they lost 2 points. So it was like a 3-point swing right there for the Rockets. And you're just kind of looking at it going like, huh, this has a chance to get really weird.
To make it even weirder, we're watching this late game. I'm on the East Coast. I'm like, please do not actually send this overtime, Houston. But Jalen Green really tried. He hit an incredible 30-footer over Anthony Davis to make it a one-possession game there at the end. He was really fun to watch in this one. He had 24 points. He was 9-for-15 from the field. He did have 7 turnovers to counterbalance his 5 assists. And really, just Houston as a whole, their starters had so many turnovers. It was insane.
I mean, they had 25 turnovers as a team that led to 26 Lakers points. Like, they were in control most of this game. Like, really, they could have just won this game if they had 22 turnovers. Like, it was really that type of close game situation for them. So, you know, it's tough. And Jalen Green was awesome. He struggled a little bit in the second half till he hit those threes to basically make you and I both sweat and think this game was going to overtime. So give him credit, but this is a super young team. But it says something about the Lakers, though, that the Lakers have to go to this type of level and need this performance from LeBron, AD and Westbrook with 27 points, Westbrook with 7 assists, LeBron with 10 assists. Like, they had to go to this other level to beat this Houston Rockets team. That's a worrying case.
So you're not feeling good coming out of this that their three stars had really big games?
No, because it's they had to have it. They were down so much in this. They gave up 70 points, Jared, in the first half to this Houston Rockets team.
A lot of points.
This is the concerns with this team. And they came back. They showed the resiliency, whatever, all the cliches we want to throw at them, right, for pulling out this win. But this game should have never been close. This shouldn't have been a game where LeBron has to play 36 minutes, Russ 37 minutes. It's something where those guys should blow them out and get an easy night off.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Let's head out to Utah where the Jazz, they beat the Kings 119-113. They took 98 shots in this game. They took 48 threes, and they were pretty much in control the whole way. Rudy Gobert having 20 rebounds certainly helped. Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley combining for 66 points. I guess kind of similar question that we have with the Lakers. Are you feeling good about the way that the Jazz's kind of main stars are playing right now?
Yes. I felt comfortable with how they were kind of working together. It's a little bit different in terms of the Lakers wins when we compare this to, right? Because I feel like Sacramento's got a little more friskiness to them than this Houston Rockets team. They're looking and hoping to try to get into the playoffs through the play-in game this year. And I think they put up a little bit more of a fight. Mitchell gave me a scare. I don't know if you caught that at the end of the half when he went running into the tunnel. I got concerned, but then he came back out and then was just awesome throughout the rest of the game. You know, the Jazz are the Jazz, though. We know who they are as a team. Like, this is one of those teams. Like, this was a Utah Jazz win. You had Rudy Gobert just making plays defensively, finishing the game with four blocks. I think, you know, I don't have much to say about this one, Jared.
Over in Phoenix, the Suns beat the Pelicans 112-100. The Pelicans were pretty much dominating through the second quarter. They were up in the 20s at one point, still were holding on strong in the third quarter. And then Chris Paul was just absolutely incredible in the fourth quarter, finished with 18 dimes.
I mean, unbelievable. First off, he moves up to being third in the all-time assist list, passing Jason Kidd and Steve Nash tonight. Pretty busy night for him passing those two guys. And Jared, just a little sidetrack here. I took a look at the list. It is amazing. Nobody's ever catching John Stockton and his 15,000 assists. Sorry, not going to happen. But back to this game, I mean, CP literally went off. And Devin Booker, who struggled for almost the entire game to like the last 3 or 4 minutes, started to get into rhythm and started to get going there. Give a ton of credit to the Pelicans, though, really coming out from the beginning of this game, punching them in the mouth and say, hey, we're here, starting the game with 36 points to start the game, 22 for the Suns, just kind of building that lead there. And the other thing too that was surprising was how sloppy the Suns were to start this game. Like, just turnovers after turnover after turnover. You know, Devin Booker with 6 turnovers. Chris Paul with 4 turnovers. You know, the team, they finished with 19. And the Pelicans got 30 points off of those turnovers right there. Like, they were just in a weird, sloppy sort of funk throughout most of this game. But they were able to clean it up down the stretch.
And, you know, credit to Devin Booker. I mean, he did have that great three at the end there, but he was making defensive plays, plays on the glass. Like, he was trying to do whatever he could to find a way to make a positive impact. And I guess that's why Phoenix continues to look like they could, you know, do what they did last year, is just because all their guys are trying to find different ways to compete when they're not having good nights. And then you have someone like Frank Kaminsky come out of nowhere for a 17-point night. JaVale McGee stepping into the starting role, having 18 points in only 19 minutes. And certainly credit to Chris Paul, because the pick and roll game was just really on both sides was unbelievable. But it was just amazing to see the Sun center stepping up with 8 and out.
That was the thing. You know, Dario Saric is still out with his injury from the finals. No DeAndre Ayton tonight. Both of those guys stepping up, and that was something that was a weakness for them last season. Now having a little bit more depth with JaVale McGee and able to go that deep, pretty impressive. But I think a lot of that also, like you said, kind of came from Chris Paul making a lot of that magic happen.
And shout out to Jonas Valanciunas. He had 23 points and 14 boards, was just really the hub of the offense for New Orleans in this game, with Zion obviously not ready for a while somehow still, and Brandon Ingram not out there. It seems like he's been the kind of upgrade they were hoping he would be over Steven Adams, and obviously we'll see if they actually can win when they get everybody back, but he's looking really good right now.
They should be very thankful that he's not Steven Adams, because this is exactly what you need when you don't have your two top guys in Ingram and Williamson. But I still have big questions once those guys come back, how it all worked. At this point, I have no idea when the hell Zion's going to play again.
They don't either, apparently. So that is an unmitigated disaster in the wait. We'll see. Out in Dallas, the Miami Heat won 125 to 110. Luka was looking good early on. The Dallas Mavs were in control in the first quarter, and then Miami just ran away in the second half. And credit to Kyle Lowry, who was absolutely on fire in this game. He had 22 points, 9 dimes. And Tyler Hero is really staking his claim for sixth man of the year this year. He had 25 points on 11 for 20 shooting. And it just seemed like the Miami offense never really went flat, because they always had somebody lighting it up at all times.
Yeah, I mean, this team's just in a full flow. You know, they're probably playing the best basketball out of anybody in the NBA, or right up there with a couple of other teams, mostly in the Eastern Conference. But Lowry is just like what he does for this team. Just the kick aheads and pushing the ball forward and getting them to push the pace faster and getting them easier looks in transition and things like that. All the stuff that they were not doing last season, they're getting this season right now, with just changing the point guard situation right there. And then, man, you touched on it, man. Hero's come back, and he's come back this season with a vengeance after the disappointment last season. I like to call this the bounce back tour for Tyler Hero.
It's that third season. These guys, they have a little bit of a setback second year. Third year, they come out firing, and yeah, the Heat are scary. So that's going to do it for me and Mo. Don't forget to subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com/ding. And if you're not subscribed to The Athletic NBA Show, do it right now. I don't. If you're on the road, I want you to pull over and subscribe right now. Mo, take us out of here.
Ding, ding.